So we begin a brand new sugya. And where does the sugya begin? Right where the last sugya ended. Right smack in the sukkah of, thank you very much once again, a special hakaras hatov, a special shout out for Hilni Amalka. But now we're not going to talk about chinuch right now. We have a whole other dimension of the sukkah. And that is, we're going to start off with a strange question. Akash against Hilni Amalka. How dare she sit in the sukkah? Such a nice lady. She had seven nice sons. We don't know where the husband is, and she's raising seven wonderful B'nai Torah, and can't behave themselves in the sukkah. And we ask Akash what she's doing in the sukkah, but we need a little bit of background. Everybody knows that women are tourists from sukkah. That's a given. It's one of the classic mitzvahs ban grama. It's one of the hakabir of the last for all the new guys. The guys have been in shiur before, don't answer the question. All the new guys. How many mitzvahs ban grama do we have documented? Hakol mikol kol. How many? Just give me a ballpark number. Anyone who's never been in the shiur? Give me, what would you think? Based on the amount of blogs and articles you've read in your life about attacks against Tosh Bar Pen, against rabbis and everything else, how many mitzvahs in Shemang Ro would you think there are? 40. I would say there must be at least 800 of them, right? Which is hard to believe if there are only 613 mitzvahs. So at least 400, also hard to believe, there are only 248 mitzvahs essay. No? 50. You'd be a ballpark 50? Who'll give me a ballpark? Ballpark number. 23. We're getting warmer. 10?
7.
You're getting closer.
6.
Machlek is a Rishon and maybe 7. There are 6. There are 6 possessions of Agrot, which basically boils down to mean that I'm a Yisrael. There are significantly more mitzvahs that I cannot do being a Yisrael than my wife cannot do because of being a woman. It's not even in the ballpark. So it's just a lot of hot air. Just a lot of complaints about nothing. There are all of Hakol Mikol, 6 mitzvahs. It means there are 607 other mitzvahs that are fine. But somehow the 6 that you don't have, you know. Who's it? Just last night, someone was speaking at Sheir Brachas, my daughter. I forgot what they were talking about. They were talking about, and it says in the Bracha, Acharon Abarna Fashas. The person is born with chesronos. The person needs things. A human being is born, but he needs things. So the emes is that a human being really is not born with that many chesronos. 90% is there already. And 90% of what he needs, he's able to breathe, he's able to eat. A human being is able to do pretty much, unlike a baby kangaroo is born, can't do anything. He's got to stick back in the stomach. But a little baby is born, no, that's what it is. Most of that, I can't walk yet. Okay, a few things, a few odds and ends he has to pick up to do. But his heart knows how to beat, and his blood's moving around, his lungs are working, if everything's healthy. So 99% he's really able to do. He has a few chesronos here and there. He hasn't figured out. Body hasn't figured out. For the most part, he has. For the most part in life, so we really have 90%, 95%, 99% of what we need. But the Rebbe created us in such a way that there's always 1 or 2% that we don't quite have. And it's that 1 or 2% that we spend most of our life crutching about. He said, we never bother acknowledging the 99% that we do have. We spend most of the time talking about the 1% that we don't have. That's the same thing. Women have so many mitzvahs. You can spend your entire life doing mitzvahs. The Rebbe b'chachmaso, Al-Yayna decided that 1 or 2 mitzvahs here and there, a handful of mitzvahs, so it's women of tourists. Women, even out of those mitzvahs that the tourists from, 4 out of the 6, we encourage them to fulfill. We insist they want to fulfill. We let them make brachas, the minhag Ashkenaz is. They're out of all 613, out of all 6 mitzvahs, there are 2 mitzvahs that the Rama writes that he recommends strongly women shouldn't do b'zman hazeh. What are the 2 mitzvahs? Achari klesiko. What are they? Tzitz and tefillin. Each one for a unique, different halachic reason. I'm not leaving the cigarette now. Out of 613, they're all of 2. And all of a sudden, the world caves in. Everyone running a revolution because of the 2 mitzvahs essay that somehow the women feel that they're lacking. Very, very strange. Anyway, getting back to this story. So one of the mitzvahs essay, the 6 mitzvahs essay, she's my grandma, what? How come we go? What are they? Kriyashma, tefillin, tzitzis, sukkah, shayfer, and lulav. That's it. How come we go? Kriyashma, we tell all the women they should say Kriyashma every day. Lulav, we give our wives a lulav. Sukkah, they're all sitting in the sukkah with us. Shayfer, all the women come to shul. So sukkah is one of those mitzvahs that women are pterus from. No shaila about it. So there's a famous machlokes hatanoim between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. about certain mitzvahs that women are exempt from, whether we're okay with them volunteering doing those mitzvahs, or we're not so okay with them volunteering to do those mitzvahs. The two mitzvahs are, one of them happens to be in Yad Yom Shofar. If a woman decides she wants to blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah for herself, I don't invite anybody, she wants to blow the shofar herself, are we okay with that? And the other one is not really a mitzvah in and of itself, it's part of a mitzvah, it's part of the mitzvah of bringing a korban, it's the din of smicha. That when you bring certain korbanos, you have to do smicha. So women have the pturas from smicha. The women bring the korban, women are chayavas, women can bring any, the same korban as a man can bring, a woman can bring. There's that prat, that detail of what was korbanos, women don't, and they saw some commandments, saw some with the drasha in the first Bechamas Hefes Kedusha. Fine. So Gemara quotes a machlekes atanoim between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, whether nashim semchus rishus or ein nashim semchus rishus. Rabbi Yehuda says women should not be doing smichas akorbanos, and Rabbi Yosi says it's okay, they can be, even though they're not chayavos. And then the Gemara says that machlekes is lishitasam. The Rabbi Yehuda says women should not be blowing shofar, and Rabbi Yosi says no, it's okay, they can blow if they want to. What exactly is the nekudas? What are they fighting? What are the tanoim fighting about? So it's unclear in the Gemara what the issue is. So Rashi, in a few places, says almost the same thing, but not quite. And if, but the sugi comes up in the end of Rosh Hashanah, the end of Masechus Erevin. So Rashi writes that the Machlekes HaTanoim has something to do with the issue of Bal Tosif. Bal Tosif is not supposed to add on to mitzvahs. So when a woman who is pturim from a mitzvah adds on to do the mitzvah that she's not chayavis to do, that smacks the Bal Tosif, and that's who this issue was. That's what Yehuda was opposed to. He says, if a woman's not chayavis in smicha, and she does it, thus is bal tosif. If a woman's not chayavis in tekiyah sharif, and she does it, thus is bal tosif. So in two places, Rashi invokes the imagery of bal tosif, but in slightly different nuanced ways. In one place, Rashi writes that it's takha really bal tosif. Sounds like it's mamash deraisa bal tosif, again, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And in the other place, Rashi writes, it's near, it's mechzik bal tosif. It smacks, it looks like it's mashu, resembles bal tosif, it's not the real makor. But there's something to do about that. Again, this is all Rabbi Yehuda speaking. Rabbi Yossi apparently wasn't concerned with this. We haven't deposited Rabbi Yossi, but we're not up to that yet. So we're still analyzing Rabbi Yehuda's sheet. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, women can't blow shofar, because it's a shayla bal tosif. Women can't do smicha, it's a shayla bal tosif. Their eyes, their body, not clear. So Tosfos, Maseches Erevin, jumps on Rashi and says, that can't be the pshat. That cannot be Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Yehuda cannot subscribe to that idea of really labeling that in any shape or form about Tosif. You know why? Because if that's true, so then, although we only have documented in the Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda didn't like women to do smicha and didn't like women to do tekiyah shofar, if it's based on Bal Tosif, what would that extend to? The other five as well. To sukkah, to lulav, to kriyash, but anytime a woman's do it for a mitzvah, we should discourage her from the shadow of Tosef, the Raisa, the Rabbanah. And Tosef says that is not a correct conclusion. According to Rashi, that is the only conclusion you could draw, and that is absolutely refuted by what? Says Tosef, what's it refuted by? Hilni Amalka. And which Tana made a big fuss about Hilni Amalka? Who's the Tana who discovered Hilni Amalka? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, the Heilige Tana, Rabbi Lloyd, the Heilige Yehuda, was the one who's quoted Hilni Amalka, and clearly sanctioning what she's doing. Rabbi Yehuda is learning out Dinim Deraisa from the Maisa of Hilni Amalka. So obviously, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what she was doing was okay. According to Rashi's version of Rabbi Yehuda Shita, she should have been out of the sukkah before the story even started. What's she doing in the sukkah? Maisa Hilni Amalka. They should have told her to get out. Should have told her to get lost. So it says, Taisa Zeppin Fadof, and the fact that Hilni Amalka sat the sukkah with the consent of a descendant of Rabbi Yehuda, was the next generation, but with the approval of Rabbi Yehuda Shita, you see, Chlor, that a woman doing mitzvah that she's doing from has nothing to do about Taisa. So why can't she do smicha? Why can't she do shove it? There must be something else going on. We don't know what that something else is yet, but to say it's about Taisa or smacks about Taisa, right? That's impossibility, says Taisa. That's the right. So Taisa discovered Hilni Amalka. Makes another appearance, a new sugya. Last sugya was chinuch, now a whole new sugya. Hilni Amalka becomes important. We have near double across the types of her now. Her presence in the sukkah refutes Rashi's pshat. But before Tosfos advances their own pshat in Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Tosfos tries to go out on a limb to save Rashi. Tosfos tries to show you that maybe Rashi's Shita is salvageable. So hopefully, on Sunday, we'll try to pick up with Tosis is a solution to Rashi. In the heart of hearts, at the end of the day, Tosis doesn't think Rashi is the correct shot, and they do offer a different shot entirely. But we're going to give them, we're going to give Rashi the benefit of the doubt, and hopefully Mitzvah on Sunday, we'll try to evaluate what exactly Tosis said to Rashi. We'll just do a little bit of a homage to the service.